don't be afraid to get sick of your own thing. That doesn't mean it's wrong. Don't get in your head about it, though. It's still the right story. And a really common move is to get so sick of the story and then start thinking that everyone else is as sick of the story as you are. There's been a few times I've run into this personally, which is why I'm so adamant on this podcast about it. But I changed the story. I changed the script. Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my baby business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey to $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio. Hey, what's going on? It's Steve Larson. Welcome to another episode of Sales Funnel Radio. Excited that you guys are here. We got a really cool coaching question in our group this last week, and the answer always surprises people, so I wanted to share this publicly here. You know, it was actually pretty cool. Russell Brunson and his amazing wife and daughter came over yesterday, and we got to spend some time with them. It was fun to just hang out for a little while and chat and, you know, reminiscing just a little bit on some stuff. And it just relates to what I was asked this last week in coaching, which I totally understand. It's a very good question. I say all this for a reason. Okay, so here's the question. Let me just tee it up this way. I probably said it the backer way. All right, the question was, do you guys ever get sick of your own sales message? It was like, what do you mean? And he's like, well, do you ever get tired, like, of what you say over and over and over again? And he's like, and I don't mean like, hey, I say the same thing over and over again, so I might as well go create some, you know, sales video that says it so I don't have to anymore. And he's like, yeah, I don't mean that. He's like, do you just ever get tired of like answering the same stuff? Or like the story that sells your thing is the story that sells your thing. And you're like, oh, I have to keep telling that story. And I laughed. I actually LOL'd. There's a real laugh out loud. And I was like, yeah, of course. He was like, really? I was like, dude, I don't know anyone who doesn't at some point get a little bit sick of their own sales message. And it's not because the message is wrong. It's because it's what you're saying all the time, right? If you're doing it right on podcasts, you're saying part of that sales message, even though it's just storytelling, right? You're still telling sales message, right? So you're saying stuff on podcasts, you're saying stuff on your content, you're doing stuff with email, any Q&A that's happening in the actual sales videos, in the funnels, in the ads, right? I mean, when your message is your message, you kind of got to spread it loud, proud, unapologetically. And yeah, it's not uncommon to get a little sick of your own thing. It's okay. I'm laughing because I told him, this is one of my favorite memories, man. Just speaking of Russell and the fact that he came over, you know, we were just chatting and stuff. And like, I remember there's this time where, you know, that Russell doesn't want to tell the potato gun story that much anymore. He says it all the time, right? I remember it was one of the most shocking things that I ever observed, because I was sitting there, I was in his office. I don't remember what I was building. We were in the new office though. And I remember, I think it was around the Expert Secret book launch, the first one. And, you know, we put the funnel out, we're cranking, and Russell was doing like his virtual book tour and all that. And he was getting on another interview, and he looks over at me and he goes, he's about to start the interview. And it got to the point where he had done the same storylines, the same scripts, the same jokes in the same places. You know what I'm talking about? Like, it's a script, people. It's a script. All stage speaking is a script. You look at one part of the stage the same way every time. You act like you stumble and fumble in the same place each time. It's a script, right? And once the script is working, don't change it, right? You start doing tweaks and such, but this core thing, you never change it. So of course you get tired of it. So anyway, Russell was doing this, and it was, I remember, I was so tired of hearing the potato gun story by that point. I wasn't even the one telling it, right? So he kind of knew that. He's not, and I was holding my headphones, and he looks at me and he goes, he had not unmuted himself yet for the interview. And he looks at me and he goes, sorry. And I was like, I looked over him as I put my headphones on and I go, it's okay. It sells ClickFunnels. And I just put the headphones on and he told the same stories, the same things, because he's selling ClickFunnels, right? And so the reason I bring that up is because it is not, like I said, it's not uncommon. It's not uncommon to get tired of what you say. And first off, I say that because, you know, when I was telling this gentleman that answer on our coaching call, he was like, hey, thanks. That just, you know, helps to hear sometimes other people talk about their stuff and what they've been going through. And I say that for one thing. Yes, that happens to a lot of people. Everyone, I don't know, but a ton, yeah. All right, that happens to a ton of people. So number one, be cognizant of it. Number two, though, what can you do about it? All right, what can you do about it? Now, I already alluded to the fact on some of them of things that you probably should do anyway. If you're getting asked the same questions over and over and over, and you're needing to tell the same stories over and over and over. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go hire, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode. Not having those on a video to be able to send those around is easily maybe one of the easiest things you could be doing to increase the results of what you're doing online, right? Just putting it on a video, just putting it on a funnel, putting it somewhere, right? It literally is a sales principle. And I know I talked about this in an earlier episode. I'm in my truck driving right now, if you can't hear in the background, sorry, but I spoke so much today, my voice is wrecked. But, you know, it's interesting because I talked about this in an earlier episode that there's a sales principle. It's like sales 101 that the customer is what is guiding the sales conversation to a certain point, right? They bring up their objections and tell you what objection buster to bring out. They tell you what their concerns are, and you are already probably knowing what they're going to say because everyone says the same three things and thinks that they're all saying something unique and they're not. And, you know, our brains are more similar than we think, right? Anyway, what's powerful is you can start to track the things that are keeping people from buying from you. And they're literally telling you how to write the sales script. That's the funny thing about sales. You can always tell when someone has not actually spent much time in the sales seat because they have no idea what their customer's objections are, right? If you really don't know what your customer's objections are and you really don't know and have never listed down, hey, here are the three or four stories that when I tell them tend to make us money, right? If you don't actually know what those are, I'm challenging you right now. You have got to stop. Write down what those 5 to 10 things are that everyone asks you and says, like, wait a second, I would buy for you except these three things, you know, that I think are going to be unique, but they're really not. Right? And then you need to know what the stories are that breaks those beliefs and allows you to go right back to the sale. This is sales 101, right? I'm not letting any secrets out of the bag there. And it's big, stark difference between marketing and sales right there. And they certainly intertwine. Of course, they intertwine. And you tend to have less objections the better you are at marketing, but they still intertwine. Anyway, so I bring this up again. Number one, do you know what that story is? Number two, don't be afraid to get sick of your own thing. That doesn't mean it's wrong. Don't get in your head about it though. It's still the right story. And a really common move is to get so sick of the story and then start thinking that everyone else is as sick of the story as you are. there's been a few times I've run into this personally, which is why I'm so adamant on this podcast about it. But I changed the story. I changed the script. It actually, you realize if you change the script every time, it isn't a script. A script is the script because it lets you say the same thing every time. So if you're like, oh, I say the same basic bullet points each time, that's not a script, right? A script is the same thing every time. And yes, you can make tweaks, but we're talking tweaks, not full out ad libs, because you don't actually know what your script is. So I challenge you to know what those stories are, and I challenge you to know what your script actually is, and get clear on that. So anyway, we are going to dinner with a client of ours right now. So I'm pulling up in just a few minutes here, but we're so psyched. You know, one of our clients, we just both put their channel out this last Monday. They had over 10,000 organic clicks in a week. So cool. We generated like 600 clicks. Yes, from organic content. It still works over here, everyone. It's super fun. It's not slower or lesser than ads at all by any means. Just most people do really weird. So I can't let the cat out of the bag on what it is we actually do to do that, because it's epic. No, we are not tweaking anything or sending bots or anything like that. But we've done a lot of study. We've gotten really good in this one silo. So it's all about leads, baby. So anyway, we're excited. And then I'm going to the client right now just to say hi and have dinner there. And Inner Circles this week. And I was asked to be a facilitator. So I'm excited about that. So I'll have a group of people day one. And then day two, I'm teaching on something. I don't know what it is yet, but I'll figure it out. Anyway, you guys are fantastic. Hey, if you guys want help with leads again, go to VIPLeadMachine.com. VIPLeadMachine.com will show you a little bit more of what we actually are doing to do things like, hey, 10,000 views, no ads, all organic, 600 clicks to pages. We're talking funnels that we tracked. We track specifically from videos. We know when it comes from a video versus just other traffic. I'm talking 600 clicks just from the three videos we put out this week. So sick. It's amazing. But anyway, if you want to know more about that stuff, go to VIPLeadMachine.com and we will see you there. Bye. Hey, if you weren't aware, SteveJLarson.com is my hub for everything that I'm involved with. If you want more traffic, offers, funnels, launches, content, leads, it's all there. Would you like some consulting? A lot of people have been renting our studio for their events or a challenge, or even if you want to have me on your show, it's all on SteveJLarson.com. There's also contact links that we put on the page that you'll see in what we call the hero funnel. I call it a PR funnel because it highlights all the common PR questions that we get. I only bring this up because the show is called Sales Funnel Radio. That's what you'll see when you go there. If you're not sure where to start on this entire internet marketing world, SteveJLarson.com has a list of great resources and education links. I also have a really cool little Easter egg Atari game in the footer called Funnel Heroes. You'll love it. I'll see you at SteveJLarson.com.